healing chairperson for today is Rick Bovaer. Rick?
Now, for those of you who are new, this part of the service is for healing of the mind, the body, and the spirit. You may focus on your own healing or send healing by thought to others that you know. Thoughts are things, and your energy will facilitate their healing. We will call up our designated healers who have been trained to do healing in the church. They will put their hands on your shoulders, neck, or head. By coming forward to the chairs, you agree that this is acceptable to you. This is hands-on healing. If you do not wish to have your head touched, please notify the healer before sitting in the chair. Then sit and relax while the healer works. When they are done, they will release you by saying something like, "Go with God," or "God bless." You may then return to your seat in the church. We wish for everyone to participate in this, receiving this healing energy. If you open your hymnals to page 63, toward the back of the book, we have our prayer for spiritual healing, if you would be so kind as to recite that prayer with me. I ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from my mind and body and to restore me to perfect health. I ask this in all sincerity and honesty, and I will do my part. I ask this great unseen healing force to help both present and absent ones who are in need of help and to restore them to perfect health. I put my trust in the love and the power of God. So everyone, find yourself in a comfortable position, feet on the floor, everything loose so it's not pulling on you or hurting you, your clothing and so forth. Take a couple of deep cleansing breaths just to let out the negativity that we may have locked in our bodies, as we sometimes do. And I want you to close your eyes and find yourself in a place that's cold and dark. There isn't any light. There isn't any warmth. There isn't any breeze. It's just cold and dark and empty. And as you stand there in this cold darkness, you begin to see a pin of light, just a tiny, tiny little dot of light ahead of you. And as you concentrate on that dot, it begins to grow very slowly, almost as if a sun were rising in front of you. As the dot becomes much larger, you begin to feel the warmth that comes from this dot and that comes from this light. And that warmth becomes a very light, gentle, and loving breeze. This is the energy of healing. And it pushes away and dissipates the cold, and all the negativity begins to dissolve and become so weak that it can no longer affect us. Now the light is getting brighter and warmer, and we can begin to see colors around us. The grass and the trees are turning green. Some of the early flowers are beginning to bud. You see the red of the tulips and the yellow of the buttercups and the chrysanthemums. As we sit and bask in this beautiful light, we also notice that the sky is no longer dark. It is a bright blue, clear and perfect, just like the light. As we stand and feel the warmth all around us, we understand that that warmth comes not only to us, but from us. And it never goes away because it is a part of us. And as long as we understand that it's there, we will know that it's there. The only way it will go away is if we don't see it or feel it. And that is a matter of choice. So bask momentarily in this beautiful light as the sun becomes high in the sky above you and rains its beautiful light down on everything and everyone. And you put in your part of that healing as you absorb it and as you give it out. And what it does is, along with your healing guides, it brings our loved ones in spirit forward to help to send this beautiful healing to the people and the places and the situations where it is needed. Whether we direct it there or simply put it out there, it will go where it was needed. So feel the warmth. It never changes now. It will always be bright. It will always be warm, because you know now that it is there, and that it always was, and that it is a part of you, and something that connects us with all those here and hereafter. So as you bring yourself back to the church, remember not to let that warmth go. You're probably going to need it when you leave here. So bring the warmth back with you. Bring the light back with you. And the love.